Hello, and welcome to the Sisterhood Downloads. I am your host, Jacqueline Byrne.
And I'm Juliette Thompson, and we are so excited to have you join us as we explore how women can truly thrive with reflection, connection, and community.
I am a clinical psychotherapist.
And I'm a psychologist and coach, and we are both mothers of young children, as well as being entrepreneurs.
We are thrilled you've joined us here at the Sisterhood Downloads.
So today, dear listeners, we have a bit of a quickie, a little bit of an exciting sneak peek into our worlds. And today we're looking at Jacqueline's behind the scenes reality here. So I've got a couple of questions here that I'd love to ask Jacqueline about who she is, what she's all about, so that she can share with you who she, you know, a bit about who she really is. So Jacqueline, the first question I've got for you is, who would your dream podcast guest be?
It's a very long list, Juliet. There's so many people I would love to dive into conversation with, and just I love learning from people, and I love conversation. Surprise, surprise. So it's tricky to narrow it down, but some of the first names that come to mind, you know, I love Glennon Doyle. I'm a huge fan of her work and her skill with language and her ability to use language and humor.
Let me guess. Brené Brown.
That would be another one as okay. Well, for sure. Yes.
No, the, go on.
I love where I think Brené Brown is genius is in her contribution to the impact of language, and her latest book, The Atlas of the Heart, talks about how the vocabulary we have is in itself limiting for how we understand emotions and what's available to us and how well we can communicate and therefore build quality relationships, which I think is incredible. And another person I'd have to throw in there would be Tara Bliss, who also has an aptitude with poetically explaining the internal world that I have found incredibly helpful, and I appreciate her femininity and the gentle way she has of exploring some very difficult things. So those would be my top three: Glennon Doyle, Brené Brown, Tara Bliss.
That's going to sound really weird to listeners because I didn't hear the first one that you said. I thought you were yet to announce it. So I said, it's going to be Brené Brown. And you're like, no, that's another one. But so the first one you said, what was her name again?
Glennon Doyle?
I haven't heard of Glennon.
Oh, Jules.
I'm going to have to be introduced.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Sorry to jump the gun on that one.
That's okay, Jules. No, it was just, I must have said it quietly.
I just wasn't listening.
Because if you don't know her name as well, it probably doesn't catch. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Awesome. And so what is your star sign, and are you typical of that star sign?
I am a Capricorn. I don't know my whole astrological chart. I would love to learn more about it. I know. What have I been doing? but my understanding is that Capricorn is associated with very driven, ambitious, stubborn, hardworking people, and I definitely have those qualities. I am very hardworking, and it's one of the qualities I really like about myself, is I will see things through and I will really work to complete a commitment that I've made. So I think I am a pretty typical Capricorn, and I think my rising sign might be Pisces, which I think is more sort of nurturing and emotionality, which is also quite strong in my personality. So that I can update you if I find out more detail of everything at play.
Definitely update needed. And I concur on everything you've just said from what I know about you. So next question is, what is a fun fact about you?
I would say a fun fact about me is that I lived in Japan for a year when I was focusing on writing, and I taught English there and had a really incredible experience, really immersed in a rural community in Japan.
Awesome. And were you teaching, did you say?
I was teaching English as a second language, and I was writing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. What has given you resilience?
This is a big celebration of me, this Q&A has turned into.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the other many things I really appreciate about myself is my resilience, because it has served me. Like if there was something I'd for sure want to keep, if I had to do this life again, it would be that, because there are so many, like for any of us, so many forks in the road where things could have gone a different way. But I think the idea of being a cycle breaker has been really inspirational to me, that I have a responsibility to my lineage to do things differently, with the opportunity of the opportunity that I have in this lifetime. And also that what has very much supported my resilience is having a growth mindset and seeing the things that have been difficult and the things that have been setbacks as some of the most important things that could have ever happened, because I have learned more from them than I possibly could have if everything had gone to plan. So that has really given me a sense of growth out of adversity. And also the concept of authorship, of getting to create my own life and amplify the parts of it that are most important to me and the ways that I want to live, not having control over how everything goes, but getting a choice into how I tell that story, I find a really inspiring idea.
Oh, that's so beautiful and powerful, and especially because it's a nice align with the fact that you love writing.
And very true.
Yeah, you love the practical aspects and also the emotional. Awesome. So the last question that we have is speed round questions. What are your hopes for our podcast, The Sisterhood Downloads?
I really believe in the power of sharing in community and joining together in community growth and experience. So my biggest dream for The Sisterhood Downloads is that we can create a space where women can connect that are like-minded in their pursuit of how they want to grow forward, and quite simply that's of service to the women that choose to participate.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit about you and this speed round. I hope that it gives our listeners a bit of a sense of who you are, and yeah, look forward to connecting again soon.
Me too, Juliet.
See you later. Bye.